Hey, good morning, Bereshis Rabbi Crown. So we are on very top of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. So yesterday we concluded with a Mishnah that basically working off of, there's a pasuk that says, and this is talking about if you have a situation where a man marries a Nara and then he claims that she wasn't a Basula. So in the case where she's actually not a Basula, where she was Mizana, the pasuk says, "V'hotzio es hanara el pesach beis avia," and you take the nara to the door of her father's house. "Iskalua anche ira bavanim," and the people of the city stone her, v'mesa, and she dies. "Ki asasa nevala b'Yisrael is nos beis avia b'arat harami kibecha," because a bad thing will happen in Israel, and you have to get rid of it. So the Mishnah basically, because of using some of the verbiage in here, made a few things that it identified, or a few things that it said because something wasn't satisfied would not apply. So specifically was talking about someone who was a Gioret or was born from a Gioret. So the Gemara is going to pick up by talking about some of those cases. So the first case it's going to talk about is actually the second item that was in the Mishnah that said that if a woman was pregnant before she converted and then converted, and then the girl was born when she was already converted, what applies and what doesn't apply. So the Mishnah had said that the second case was Haisa Horasa Shalobik Dusha, that if she was pregnant before she converted, the Leda Sabik Dusha, and she was born after she converted, in other words, she was born to a Jewish mother, Harezu Beskila, she does get Skila in that case. So the Gemara starts off by saying, Minahan Amile, how do we know this? Amarish Lakish, Amakra, Va Mesa. That it says in that pasuk va mesa. So he said the way the pasuk was, it said iskalua anshe avanim anshe irab avanim, and the men of the city come and they stone her, va mesa, and she dies. And we know that when you do skila, obviously she's going to die. So the extra word va mesa, what is that for? Lirabos harasa shelo b'kedusha, that comes to add in the case of where she was, the mother became pregnant before she converted. The lady Sabiksusha, but the girl, by the time the girl was born, the mother was already converted. Ihachi, if so, Milka Nami Nikle Umea Sali Nalushalim. So there's the flip side, right? So the husband accuses the girl that she was not a Basula, and if it was found that he was lying, then he gets Malkus and he has to pay a fine. But we don't learn that part of it. We only learn that she does get skila. We don't learn the part about what happens to the husband if he wasn't telling the truth. So the Gemara answers, Amakra va mesa. It talks about specifically mesa. La mesa nisraba, that case of the daughter of the convert is subject to the skila death penalty. The low knas, but the actual penalty for the husband, if he wasn't telling the truth, isn't included. The Abel Rabos Haras of Leda Sakadusha. How do we know that that's only talking about the case of the mother wasn't Jewish, got pregnant, converted, and then gave birth? Maybe we're talking about a case where the mother had already converted and then gave birth. She was converted before she got pregnant and then gave birth completely. So the Gemara answers that he is Yisrael Malazi. In that case, she's 100% Jewish, right? The mother was converted before she even became pregnant, so we don't need anything special to talk about there. The Ema Lerabos Harasa Ledas Shalok Dusha. Maybe we're talking about the opposite case, that the mother had not converted, got pregnant, and gave birth before she converted, and the mother and the daughter both converted after the daughter was born. In Cain, that doesn't work. Why? Because the pasuk used the word B'Yisrael. So Yisrael means that she was a born Jew. So again, all this Gemara is just taking apart the different words to prove the different things. So what we've proved so far is that the case where she was conceived before the mother converted, but born after the mother converted, she would get skila, not either of the other scenarios. Continuing. Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina. Hamotzi Shemra al Yasoma. So we know that there's the case of the Motzi Shemra, someone who says this girl was not a Basula, and therefore if he's not a Basula, then if she is a Basula, if they prove she is a Basula, he gets Malkus and a fine. And that goes to the fine goes to the father. So Motzi Shemra al Yasoma, someone who does that on a Yasoma, so someone who does not have a father, Pater, he's exempt from paying the fine. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, Vinasnu avihanara, and you give the money to the father of the girl. Prat lazush ein la'av, that would come to exclude a girl who has no father. So, but Mesa Rav Yosef bar Avin v'Yitimer Rav Yosef bar Zveda, they challenge it. But from this pasuk, the ima'en yema'en aviha. This is talking about a mafata, someone who is a seducer. When a seducer, what happens with the seducer is that he, I believe he either has to marry her, but if the father does not allow her, does not agree, then he has to pay a financial penalty. And by virtue of the word, using the word ma'ein yema'ein, that if he, you know, it's a double language, that comes lurabos yisom leknas. That means that not only can the father say he does not want the girl, the seducer to marry the daughter. In other words, he wants to get the fine. He wants to get the money. The Yasoma, the girl herself, can say she does not want the man. She wants the money. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That applies to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So again, here's a case where it talks about Aviha, but the girl is able to collect the money on her own by virtue of the double language. But this is pushed away. Hu Mosi Vahu Mefarikle. The same way he brought up the challenge, the same way he resolved the questions. Bava Aleh. We're talking about here a situation where Bava Aleh, first the relationship happens, he seduced her. Achar Kach Nisyatma. The father only died after the fact. So it's not a case of the girl was a Yasoma when he had the relationship with her. The case was the girl had a father, he seduced her, then the father died. At that point, though, That's different than the case of a pure Yasoma. But we're going to continue the challenges. Rava Omar, Chayev. Rava says someone who is Motzi Shemra on a Yasoma, who again said that the Yasoma was not a Basula, is Chayev to pay the penalty. Mimai, how do we know this? Because Midatani Ami, from a Raisa that we learn from Ami, that says Basulas Yisrael, the low Basulas Gerim. That this applies, that when it talks about a Motzi Shemra, it applies to a Basula of Yisrael, but not to a Basula of Gerim. It does not apply to a Basula who is from Gerim. So she has to be a naturally born Jew. So why is this a problem? Because we know that when it comes to a Ger, by definition, does not have a father. Once someone converts, they sever the relationship that they might have had with their parents. It's as if they're newly born. So in the case of, by saying, lo besulas gerim, that gerim is talking about a case of someone that does not have a father. So, iyamarta bishlama, ki hai gavna bishra mechayev. It's fine to say that in the case of a Jewish girl, that if she's an orphan and the father and the husband, and the husband is Motzi Shemra on her, you might say that's okay. Haina de Itra Kralut Mute Gerim. Because then you might say that if it was the case where by a fully born, someone who naturally born Jewish girl, if it was the case where he would have to pay a penalty, and then you came along and said, but it does not apply to a convert, that would make more sense. El iamar to be Israel ki gavna pater, but once you say that a native-born Jew is not chayev to get this penalty because she doesn't have a father, hash to be Israel pater became revayile. Why do we need this extra pasuk to say, or extra limud to say, that it does not apply to the gerim? Because in both cases, it's a case of not having the father. So that might imply that because you have that statement that applies to Gerim, that would you're specifically calling out Gerim, that might reverse imply that maybe when it comes to a naturally born Jewish girl who does not have a father, she should be able to get the penalty. Amarish Lakish, another thing about Motzi Shemra. Hamotzi Shemra Laktana, Pater. Someone who is Motzi Shemra when it comes to a katana, he is Pater, because the Pasuk specifically talks about Anara, right? It says, the Pasuk says, Anshu Oso Mea Kesef Nasla Vihanara. He's so Ozi Shemra Al Basulas Yisrael. It talks specifically about Anara. So therefore, you would say, that only applies to a Nara, but a girl who's less than 12 years old, that would not apply. However, in our case, if you look in the actual Chumash, you'll say Nara Mala Dibar Kasav. That in that whole section where it's talking about Nara, 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 it spells it without a hey. It spells Nun, Ayin, Reish, but without a hey. But in our case, where it talks about this situation, it's spelled fully. It's spelled Nun Ayin Reish Hey. So because it's spelled Nun Ayin Reish Hey, what do we learn from that? Maskivle Rav Acha Bar Abba, Taima Dechsiv Ba Ha Na'ara, because it uses Ha Na'ara with the Hey at the end. Hey, Hi Lav Hachi, if it did not spell it out this way. Havi Amina Afilu Ketana. So what it's saying is because it has the word the Hey there, is trying to say that hey includes hey excludes a katana, because this is hanara fully spelled out. It's only a nara and not a katana. But in a case where it does not have the hey, high love haki. If it didn't have the hey, havi amina afilu katana. You might have thought that it also would apply to a katana. Haksiv im emesay adavar hazelo nimsu besulam anar vosis anar pasuk beis avias kalua tana la bar onshinha. But when it says this whole pasuk about that the nara, you're going to take her and you're going to stone her, right? So, but we know that someone who is younger than 12 years old, someone who's a katana, is not subject to the death penalty. So, by virtue of the fact that in the pasuk where it says hanara spelt out, it talks about the death penalty, that must mean in that case it only is a nara, not a katana, because a katana is not eligible to get the death penalty. So what we're going to derive from this is that all other cases where it says nara without the hay, that applies to a katana also. Elakan nara, so because it says here nara, ha mako kol makom shenamar nara, anywhere where it says nara without the hay, afil katana b'mashma, it would also include a katana. So net of this is that when you spell out nara with the full letter, as in our pasuk, that would only apply to a girl who was over 12 years old. But in that case, we know it would not apply to a katana, because a katana is not subject to the death penalty. And from that, you learn out that only in this one and only one instance where it spells out Nara with the hey, that the only exclusively is limited to a Nara. But in all the other cases where it talks about Nara without the hey, that would also bring along the katana with it. Tani Shile, Shila Torah Baraisa, Shlosh Midos Benara. We learned three different things when it comes to the death penalty that apply to a Nara. And this is specifically about a Nara who, when she was in Arusa, was Mizana. What are they? Bola Edom Aves Kameha. So Edom come when she is in her father-in-law's house. What it means by saying she's in her father-in-law's house, it means she's already gone through Nisuin. Because typically, they would do Erisin a year in advance, and she would continue to live in her own father's house. And then she would do Nisuin and be fully married, and then she'd begin to live in her father-in-law's house. So when it talks about her father's house versus her father-in-law's house, is basically shorthand for saying whether only Erisin was done or whether Erisin and Nisuin was done. So Bala Edom Aves Kameha, the witnesses came when she was living in Beves Kameha, when she's already living in her father-in-law's house. Shazinta Beves Avia, that she was Mizane when she was living in her father's house. In other words, they're coming after she's fully married to say that she was Mizane when she was an Arusa. In that case, going to the top of Bem Hayim and Aleph, Soklin Osa al Pesach Beis Avia. She's Chayev Skila at the entrance to her own father's house. Kolomar, as if to say, look what your kid has done, right? So it's basically, if she was mezaneh when she was in Arusa, now she's already married, you take her and she's stoned at her father's house, to kind of show that she was, for lack of a better way of saying it, she was raised poorly. Ba'ala edim evesaviha, shezintim evesaviha. However, if the edim come when she's still in Arusa, meaning she's still living in her father's house, still in Arusa, to say that she was zintim evesaviha, that she was mezaneh when she was living in her father's house, when she's still Arusa. So they're testifying that she was mezaneh while she's still in Arusa, about when she was still in Arusa. Sokin osa al Pesach shahar ir. In that case, you stone her and the Pesach of the year. And this comes from a pasuk that says this. Sarcha ulubasov bagra. If she first was mezaneh when she was a nara, and then later became a bogera. So in other words, she was mezaneh when she was a nara, and by the time they testified about her, she was already, say, 12 and a half or 13 years old. Tidon bechenek. At that time, she gets chenek. She gets strangulation. The reason is that, as we learned, the whole concept of the skila really only applies to when she's a nara. L'meimra dekol hecha de ishne gufa ishne katla. Now, do we learn from this that when there is a maturity of, physical maturity, that the matter of execution changes? Ramina, we learn a contradiction from a different baraisa. Narahama orasa shazinta, that a betrothed nara who has gone through erusin, who was mezaneh, umishi bagra hotiela shemra. However, once she grew up, or she got above 12 and a half, she was older, at that point, her husband was mosi shemra on her, who ain't a loke, ve'ain't a nose me'asela. That she, at that point, does not get malchus, and he doesn't pay the fine, ostensibly because she's no longer a nara at that point. He v'zamameha, however, she v'zamameha mekadmil be'saskila. She, if it's found to be true, and whatever zomim witnesses are there, are actually brought to do skila. So there seems to be a contradiction here to imply that maybe it's not so clear that just because she got older, she is still subject to the skila, right? So you might think that just like the husband is no longer eligible for the penalty he would have gotten as a nara, in this case, she's still getting executed. She's getting executed as skila, not getting executed as chenek. So there seems to be a question about, is there really a transition from one death penalty to the other, just simply based upon her growing up from no longer being a nara to no longer being to now being a boger. So this will stop, and next week we'll pick up Mirza Shem with Mem Hay. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.